I'm on the line right now with the legendary children's entertainer. He's coming to the Edmonton area on June 17th, and it is my absolute pleasure to introduce you guys to Raffi Tanse, and welcome to 89.3 The Raven, Raffi.
Hello.
Yeah, so first off, like many of us, you know, I'm a huge Raffi fan. We all grew up watching Raffi. I'm a musician myself. As a father, I've always tried to, you know, entertain my kids with some of your songs. So I just want to say thank you for so many tunes and so much enjoyment and entertainment over the decades.
Oh, thank you. I'm honored to hear that. I'm very, very grateful. Thank you.
You know, you've been at this for a long time. How old were you when you knew that this was something that you wanted to do?
I think I was maybe 28. It was a long time ago. And so I'm now in my fifth decade of making music for children and families. And in fact, I'm even working on a new album as we speak. But when I come to Edmonton, Saturday, June the 17th, we are going to have so much fun. It's going to be the best sing-along. And Edmonton audiences have always given me a warm welcome. And I love to sing and hear people's voices. So we're going to have great fun.
I have this really faded memory, and we get these faded memories from our childhoods. I must have been about 6 years old, and I'm about 99% sure that I seen you live when I was a kid once. I've seen you a couple times since, but you were once called the most popular children's singer in the English-speaking world. Did you ever think that Raffi, the children's entertainer, would see the success that you've seen over the years?
It's hard to imagine the kind of success that my music has had. And what's interesting, Bill, is that because of the digital era, my music is now can be streamed in over 190 countries worldwide. That is something I couldn't have even imagined that 7 or 8 years ago, but because of the streaming platforms now available all over the world, we can tune into the music that we like.
Yeah, and I'm going to jump to another question that I had a little later, but since we're talking about this, you've been through this change like many of us from the days of entertaining strictly on TV and stage, and now we live in this world where, you know, YouTube, social media, digital. How did you find that transition to today's digital world?
Well, I always look on the bright side of things, you know. Actually, I've had some concerns about the digital world in terms of the added pressure it puts on parents to keep track of what their kids are doing online and so on. And I wrote a book about that 10 years ago called Light Web, Dark Web, in which I was saying, you know, what we enjoy about the digital world is the light web, but there's some perils too. The dark web is my way of saying there's some things we ought to look out for as well. So I did that 10 years ago. But for myself, I'm enjoying the fact that I can make recordings, you know, in the comfort of my own home, and I can send music track to other musicians in different places and have them play for me and then send their tracks to my engineer. We can do remote recording now. It's very easy to do, and it works out very well. So I'm looking on the bright side of things, you know?
Yeah, everything has its plus and minuses, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I guess let's talk about the songs. I've just, you know, obviously I revisited the Raffi catalog at my desk and absolutely loving it this morning. The iconic songs, Baby Beluga. Was there an inspiration behind this song?
Oh, yeah. There was a beautiful beluga whale. The Vancouver Aquarium, actually, Kavna passed away a few years ago. But I was there in 1979 at the Vancouver Aquarium. And got to play with Kavna poolside, and it made such an impression on me that when I went to write a whale song, a whale appreciation song, I made it about a beluga whale because belugas are so playful and they love to sing. That's the other thing. So I thought it would be a great fit for kids, and sure enough, you make it about a baby, and kids will love it.
That's the truth, right? And while we're on the topic of songs, Down by the Bay, do you remember the day you wrote this? And if so, can you take us back to that moment briefly?
No, I didn't write this one. I only made it popular. It's an old song, traditional song.
Oh, yeah. I always thought that was a Raffi tune.
I can't take credit for that one, although I can take credit for the invention of the banana phone.
Yeah.
And I like to say the banana phone predated the iPhone by many years.
Oh yeah, for sure. They need to do the reboot and make the banana phone as an iPhone version, you know?
Or not.
So I'd imagine, you know, through your travels, you know, you've met some of the world's biggest names in children's music, people like Fred Rogers, Fred Penner, but of course, all the musicians that you've shared stage with at festivals, you know, the rock and rollers, the folk musicians. Is there any memorable names in music that stand out for you in meeting them over the years?
Well, there are so many that I wouldn't dare name them because I might leave out somebody and then hurt their feelings. But what I want to also tell you is, you may not know this, but one of the greatest names in music recently was recording songs during the COVID years, you know, and reached out to me for a song in his Songs of Comfort series. I'm talking about none other than Yo-Yo Ma, the brilliant cellist. And we made a 40th anniversary version of Baby Beluga. So if you search online, Raffi and Yo-Yo Ma, you can see this very special duet. And makes me smile every time I see it.
Yeah, I can tell. That's awesome. I know you're a proud supporter of so many great causes and foundations, not only for children's rights, but environmental and other things. How important is it to you that you use your platform as a musician to stand up for these causes?
Well, it's very important. In fact, I founded my own nonprofit organization called the Raffi Foundation for Child Honoring. And child honoring is an original philosophy that I developed. An integrated philosophy for building community and restoring ecosystems worldwide. And anyone who's interested can go to raffifoundation.org and have a look. And in fact, there's even an online course in child honoring that you can take. It's about 18 to 20 hours, and parents and educators tell me that they just love this very resource-rich, interdisciplinary online course in child honoring.
That's amazing. I love that. And thanks for everything that you do and all the extra time that you put into all of these great causes for children and for the environment and all of those things. Edmonton, you know, I'd imagine you've been through here quite a few times. Any memorable memories or favorite spots or anything like that of when you come to the Edmonton area?
Well, in the old days, wasn't there a Playhouse Theater in Edmonton?
Yep.
I remember... The modest beginnings of my career, I used to come through Edmonton. In fact, my very first day when I had a professional promoter, you know, lining up media gigs for me, it was in Edmonton. I had 8 media stops in one day. I'll never forget that. And I said to myself, oh, this is how it's done, eh? Yeah, I used to stay at the Chateau Lacombe. I remember that. Anyway,
yeah,
lots of good memories.
Yeah, you know, and when it comes to awards, you know, like it's kind of some bittersweet for some people, and you've picked up a few Junos. You've also picked up the Juno Walt Grealis Special Achievement Award, as well as a Gemini Award. Are these awards a big part of how you feel recognized at all?
Well, it's always nice to be recognized in various ways. I think what matters to me is the feeling, you know, in the concert hall when I'm there. It's the love that the families bring to these songs and to me, you know, and the love that we share. That's what's important. There have been so many awards over the years, and I'm very grateful for the recognition, but it's how the love plays in our shared time together that really leaves its deepest mark in my heart.
And I would imagine one of your favorite places to be is on that stage and seeing so many kids smile, right?
Yeah, and their parents who once were kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Who were fans of mine. So I've got that second generation. I call them Beluga grads.
We are Beluga grads. That is awesome.
You're a Beluga grad.
I am. Yeah.
Tens of millions.
Yeah, and I was telling you, like, you know, I'm a musician before I got into radio, and because I'm a father, I'm always breaking out, whether it's Raffi or Fred Penner or kids' songs, even Wiggles songs. And do you have any advice for someone who is, if they're thinking about becoming a children's entertainer?
Well, you've got to do it for the love of children, for the love of music, and sing only the songs that feel comfortable for you, the songs that you enjoy. Don't feel you have to sing something just because it's popular. You know, so that's the advice I would give is do what's fun for you and do it out of love and respect for your very important audience.
Awesome. Once again, speaking with the legendary Rafi, he's coming to town playing for families, for adults, for us Beluga grads, for the kids on June 17th at the Northern Alberta Jubilee. Thanks for taking the time to chat with our listeners, Rafi, and we can't wait to see you. And thanks again for entertaining us and making us all smile for so many years.
My pleasure to speak with you today. Thanks so much.